Christ's Life Touched People, February 12. Jesus said, "Suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Our Savior did not live in mysterious seclusion during the years that preceded his public ministry. He lived with his parents at Nazareth, and worked with Joseph at the carpenter's trade. His life was simple, free from any extravagance or display. When the time came for his public work to begin, he went forth proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. To the close of his work, he preserved simplicity of habit. He chose his helpers from the lower ranks of life. His first disciples were humble fishermen of Galilee. His teaching was so simple that little children understood him, and afterward might be heard repeating his words. All that he said and did possessed the charm of simplicity. Christ was a close observer, noticing many things that others passed by. He was ever helpful, ever ready to speak words of hope and sympathy to the discouraged and the bereaved. He allowed the crowd to press round him, and complained not, though sometimes almost lifted off his feet. When he met a funeral, he did not pass by indifferently. Sadness came over his face as he looked upon death, and he wept with the mourners. As the children gathered the wild flowers growing so abundantly around them, and crowded up to present to him their little offerings, he received them gladly, smiled upon them, and expressed his joy at seeing so many varieties of flowers. These children were his heritage. He knew that he had come to ransom them from the enemy by dying on the cross of Calvary. He spoke words to them that ever after they carried in their hearts. They were delighted to think that he appreciated their gifts and spoke so lovingly to them. Christ watched children at their play, and often expressed his approval when they gained an innocent victory over something they were determined to do. He sang to children in sweet and blessed words. They knew that he loved them. He never frowned on them. He shared their childish joys and sorrows. Often he would gather flowers, and after pointing out their beauties to the children, would leave them with them as a gift. He had made the flowers and he delighted to point out their beauties. It has been said that Jesus never smiled. This is not correct. A child in its innocence and purity called forth from his lips joyous song. Our elder brother,